Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Well, hello and welcome. My name is Jennifer English, and I'm guest hosting for the one and only Max Tucci, who is taking an extraordinarily well-deserved week off. You know, when Max told me he was going out of town and he asked if I would join him, I was thrilled. I've been on the show several times as a guest. I think it's one of the great shows that exists today in the realm of talk radio. Max Tucci is an original. He's extraordinary. And the way that he makes people feel welcome is derivative of his legacy of coming from a long line of restaurateurs who really, put the food aside, are in the business of making people feel welcome, of hosting. I don't even want to imagine how many generations of hosting have gone on in the Tucci family. Max is just an absolute master. When he tells you when you arrive, you know, welcome, you know it, you feel it, you understand it. And when Max says, when he looks into your eyes, I see you, I hear you, and you matter, you understand instantly that what you're about to dive into, jump into, sit down and sip and twirl the fork in the pasta, whatever you're going to do, it's going to be rich and memorable and exciting. And over the next several weeks, while Max is on his adventures, we're going to talk to some extraordinary people. We talked about who are some of my friends that Max knows that he would have loved to have interviewed himself. And the first name that came flying out of his mouth was our guest today, Wendy Tuttle. Now, Wendy Tuttle is based in Los Angeles, and she is one of the preeminent hospitality industry experts in North America. She's a placement specialist. She finds the right person for the right job at the right time. She has an uncanny ability. She's part matchmaker, part witch, part den mother. She's extraordinary in her ability to know exactly where people fit. She finds the right amazing job for someone, even if they didn't even know it was the right job for them. Management, recruitment, and career coaching is what she does. And on her website, TuttleHospitalityCareers.com, she'll tell you a lot about her background and why she does what she does and how she's been doing it for quite some time, whether it's front of the house or back of the house. She understands what it takes to be an extraordinary key player and management, and what it takes to be a successful restaurateur in food 3.0. She was born to British parents and grew up in Southern California. She's absolutely gorgeous inside and out. She's fun. She's funny. She's whip smart. And she's one of the most compassionate, caring people that I've ever met in this business. She joins us now from her test kitchens and her saloon and her headquarters in Southern California, where she literally has just about every great job anywhere in the West for people to imagine. And I don't know how she did it, but we're going to find out tonight. And if you're somebody in the hospitality industry who is thinking about getting out of the industry, listen to what Wendy has to say. And if you're somebody who's thinking about getting into the industry, listen to what Wendy has to say. And if you're in the industry and you want to make a change because you know that there's more in you, listen to what Wendy Tuttle has to say. Ladies and gentlemen, here on Max and Friends, my very dear friend, Wendy Tuttle, welcome.
Jennifer, oh, thank you. You are such an amazing wordsmith, and I have to say this. I wish, for a million different reasons, that my parents were still with us. But one reason is just to hear the way you introduce me I would love my parents to hear that because they would just be like, yes, Wendy made it.
I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah.
Your parents would say I didn't go far enough because they know who you are and they know what a gem you are. But I digress.
I love you. And you know, it's always about still making my parents proud. Never left me. And all for the right reasons. All for the right mental health reasons. I liked making them proud because I had really great parents. So I'm blessed. And here we are. And I'm blessed to be speaking with you tonight. This is going to be so fun.
Well, you know, what's interesting is one of the many things that Max is successful at is embracing the common ground with the people with whom he's spending time. And his history and legacy at Delmonico's restaurant with his father and his grandfather, Oscar Tucci, with his current impactful role in the world of food with his restaurant kissing cousins from equally acclaimed families in the restaurant business, all of whom got their start at Delmonico's, including the Le Cirque family, the Maccioni's. And Marissa May and the San Domenico restaurant family. We share hospitality in common, and I wanted to use tonight as an opportunity to remind people that, in a sense, hospitality in restaurants and welcoming people and cooking for people are an expression of human art. And that it really isn't about the drink and it really isn't about the food, although it is, but it really is about something so much more important. And I don't know anybody that I would reach out to besides Max Tucci himself than you to talk about what makes the heart and soul of hospitality the most important dimension of the hospitality industry.
You know, that's... I love that you connected with that, Jennifer. That's the connection that I have with Max. When we've spoken in the past, what drew us to one another is the feeling of hospitality, more of the emotional aspect of what it is to make to be hospitable and to make your guests feel amazing. That's not anything that you can teach someone. It's something that it's like personality. I can't teach someone a personality. I can't teach someone to have that desire to create, to want to create an amazing experience for someone.
So what's that characteristic? What's that personality trait? Is it they're compassionate? Is it they're hospitable, thoughtful? What is the thing that makes somebody a really legendary or a great host and restaurateur?
I definitely will say compassion, empathy, but the first thing I want to say is nurturing. And that's without a gender. It's that nurture of wanting to take care of someone. And again, that is without a gender. It is having someone, you know, when I ran restaurants, I was lucky enough to start when I was managing, to manage a place that had been, it's an iconic, longstanding, and so it had its regulars. You know, us having butts in seats, if you will, not to be crass, wasn't a problem. But what I got was the community kind of, I don't want to say owned us, but they did. So it wasn't, hey, we're going to go to this restaurant tonight. It's like, let's go see Wendy tonight.
Right.
And they bring in their kids and they bring in their friends and you start and then they start inviting you to their homes and Christmas or Seder. And you start kind of becoming a part of the community. So that's when I really got the art of what it is to I'm not going to say art. I'm going to say it's a privilege to be in that position, to be able to invite people into your, I'm doing air quotes, home, your restaurant, and have them feel so comfortable that they're not even calling it the restaurant's name. They're coming in to see you because you are now part of their family. This restaurant is part of their family.
What we're going to talk about tonight.
Yeah.
We're going to drop in some things. I want people to stay tuned. I want people to listen in because we're going to hand deliver some amuse-bouche to your table. We are going to bring some things and offer them to you throughout this meal that we're going to share together at this table right now that we're hosting for you right now. And you're going to walk away with something that is really going to make the next experience that you have at a restaurant, a cafe, a bar, a saloon, a hotel, wherever you go, you're going to go and have a better experience. In fact, almost every place you go next, you'll have a better experience because you're going to learn something today from our friend, Wendy Tuttle, about what it takes. She's your friend in the business. And whatever business you are in and whatever business you need, she's your connection. And when you have a friend in the business, they give you all that inside information about how to, you know, get the best thing, how to ask for the right thing, how to get the secret menu. There's so much going on with food. We call it food 3.0. It's post-pandemic. The world is roaring back. 110,000 restaurants closed their doors. Literally millions of boys and girls lost their gigs. Restaurants are telling us right now they can't get enough staff. We're going to talk about that as well. But I want to start because you've mentioned a couple things. You've been in service, both in the front of the house and the back of the house. In your 17-year career in hospitality operations and management, you have literally done just about every job there is. In the time since you started Tuttle Hospitality Careers, you have demonstrated a really keen, innate talent for knowing what it takes. When somebody walks into a restaurant, how can they look around? What do they look for to know whether the people that are there running the restaurant that they've just wandered into have what it takes? What can we look for greatness, or at least a really good experience based on our first few minutes interacting with a staff at a restaurant?
The first recognition, you know, immediate recognition is key. And to take it to the next level, it's authentic, immediate recognition. Not, oh, okay, and I understand corporate restaurants, you know, they have things dedicated down to the seconds. By this many seconds, it needs to be a table touch. No, someone that's just authentically aware that you've walked in and they're getting ready to create an experience for you. So are we asking on behalf of, like, if I'm a guest walking in, or if I am a particular maybe candidate thinking, wow, is this a restaurant that I perhaps maybe want to work for one day?
Let's start with everybody in the audience, myself included, whether we work in the business or not, we're walking in and I want to know, do I want to stay here? Do I want to wait here? And do I want to dine here? And do I want to stay here? If after the first couple of seconds, even though I had a craving for whatever it is they are masters at making, whether it's a grilled cheese sandwich or it's something rare and wonderful, or if it's barbecue done in a family tradition, regardless of what the food is, how do I know whether I want to stick it out and whether I've landed in the right place?
Oh, I'm going to sound incredibly black or white here. But you can attest, I think. Well, you can't because you're in the industry. So let's do this. How many times have you walked in or your first experience with something is immediately negative? Let's say you walk in and you're not acknowledged. There's a long wait. You don't know what to do, where to go. Who am I talking to? What's the way? That already has spoiled.
Right.
Now, it's spoiled the experience. I don't know if there's coming back.
Is redemption even possible? And if it is, Do you want to endure it? Do you want to waste the money? Do you want to waste the time? And is it even possible to recover? When do you know it's time to throw in the towel, even if it's only been 30 seconds?
See, that's just it. That is on the guest that's coming in. If it's someone that's like, hey, it's a new place, and I know that there's going to be a line. I know that there's going to be a wait. I know that there's going to be chaos, and I'm kind of in for that. Then okay, then they have the patience for it. But if it's someone that's, especially if they walk in and they're hungry, so they're walking in at a deficit. So they're hungry and they haven't been welcomed. Oof, something amazing is going to have to happen to make them come back around. So, the first touch with a guest, I think is crucial. And that could be starting as far out to the street as with a valet, to the person that holds a door, to your host or hostess. So it's all of those first meeting points, all of those points are, in my opinion, incredibly critical. Again, dealing with hungry people, there's not a lot of forgiveness. You know this.
I'm hangry. Now, listen, I realized that was an unfair question because we didn't qualify whether this is someplace you're going to for the first time or it's a place you're a regular. Regular's rules. Let's talk about regular's rules. I want to point out that there are certain cities where power and being a regular really make a difference. But it happens in small towns too. Being a regular means something special. And if I could make one piece of advice for anybody, find a place you love and become a regular and all that that entails. Wendy Tuttle, what does it mean today in this era of post-pandemic everything to become a regular at a good restaurant?
Oh, I love this question so much because I feel like I'm a hidden regular with a lot of tiny places in Los Angeles. They don't know what it is that I do. What it is, I go in and I'm a regular at places that make me feel good. Mm-hmm. So I go in and oftentimes, oftentimes I go in alone. I'll go in alone. I'll mosey up to the bar. I'm fine dining alone. And for anyone that has any kind of weird attachment to dining alone or something that they don't want to do, I'm going to please tempt everyone to take yourself out on a date. It's awesome. And the fact of the matter is I'm never alone. I'm always involved in conversations. I don't know how it happens, but I walk in open. But I'm walking in open to places that I'm fond of that are welcoming. So our question is, how do you become a regular?
Well, let's start off, what does it mean to be a regular these days? Is there even such a thing?
Yes. Yes, I will tell you, I am a regular on Fridays at my favorite local sushi place, and they keep a spot at the bar open for me. But I will, if I can, don't mean to say this to my clients, but if I can squeeze out of work at 4 because they open at 4, I would like to be there right at 4. And oftentimes I'll stay there till, I don't know, 7 or 8, meaning different people that come in are all.
That's your evening.
That's my evening. And, or it could just be me by myself. But to be a regular, I have to tell you, that was one of the worst things about the pandemic, because my favorite places that I got just to kind of deke into and have like my favorite sandwich or a couple of bites of sushi or my favorite chopped salad, they were all taken away. And I enjoyed kind of the camaraderie that I would have with the staff.
And it's not the same as when we're delivering. And
no,
they predict, and we're going to talk about this a little later in the show, but they say that 60% of the food that we eat is going to be delivered to our homes by the end of the decade. And if that's the case, we've got a lot to talk about. We're talking with Wendy Tuttle. She's the founder and president of Tuttle Hospitality Careers. You are listening to Max and Friends. And don't adjust your dial. Max is on vacation. I'm Jennifer English, and I am the very honored guest host who gets to sit in for Max while he's on an adventure. I've seen pictures on Instagram. If you haven't seen them yourself, you should check out Max's Instagram and get a glimpse of where he is right now. We're talking with Wendy Tuttle, who is one of the most extraordinary and respected, effective, and forward-thinking, caring, compassionate professionals in the placement industry, for the hospitality industry. How do you place people in an industry as it's changing right before your very eyes? We're going to talk to Wendy Tuttle about that. We're going to ask her tips on how to become a regular, where to become a regular, and what it means to become a regular. And we're asking her very, 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 very important questions like, where is the best place to eat in Los Angeles? After all, this is LA Talk Radio, and she is the queen of the Los Angeles restaurant scene. Wendy Tuttle, thank you so much for making time and doing this and chatting with us today.
Jennifer, it's always a privilege chatting with you and, sans Max, this is perfect. I'm jealous that he's not with us. I'm jealous where he is.
I should probably mention, too, that I've been in the business a little while, and myself, I am the editor-at-large of Food and Beverage Magazine, among other things, and I'm the founder of the Food and Wine Radio Network. So I've spent a minute or two behind the microphone talking about food before. So I think Max knew what he was doing when he tapped me to sit in for him while he was away.
Wait a minute, a million percent he did. Can we talk about James Beard with you for a minute? Can you brag about that?
Personally, no.
Why not? You're an award winner, babe.
Yes, not to play it down, but yeah, I've been honored that the James Beard Foundation gave me a prize because they listened to my radio show and they thought I did a fun job covering the topic of Kentucky Derbies and other things. So
Wordsmith, amazing. I am in the most amazing company in the best hands. And Max did a great job having you do this.
Let's talk about regulars, though, because okay. I'm absolutely fascinated by the notion of regulars. And I wonder... I have some tips and you have some tips. I'm going to guess about how to be a regular. If you go to a new place and you have an inkling that you might want to become a regular, what are two or three things that you can do to make people really appreciate that?
Oh, first and foremost, respect the staff.
Mm-hmm.
Be kind, be appreciative. Ask questions. Let them know that you're excited to be there. Let them know that you want to be a regular. I mean, you don't have to be necessarily as obvious as that, but lean in. It's kind of like, you know, it's like an interview. You know, sometimes someone really wants the job and yet they don't say, "Hey, I'd really love to work for you." Who doesn't want to hear that? Ask for a manager to come over. "Hey, this is my first time. Thank you. I've really been wanting to come here." You know, any manager is going to listen to that and take a note. Speak your truth, speak your desire, but it starts always with respecting the staff.
One of the things that I do is I like to go to a new place and watch. But most importantly, I listen. Mm-hmm. I listen and I think I can hear the truth of what's going on around me. But you have to feel whether the place feels like your kind of place. You may think your place is your kind of place and you get there and you're like, "Gee, I'm kind of surprised this doesn't feel the way I thought it would." And you may go to a place that you didn't want to go to. And by the end of the night, you're thinking, "This is my kind of place." You've got to be aware of how it feels. Because the energy of what you bring to the room, the energy of what the room is in any given moment can change, and what the room is on a regular basis. The energy of any room on a regular basis really makes a difference.
I love that we're live, and I love that my dog just decided to have a problem.
Oh, no, is she okay?
She's totally fine.
Okay.
She's doing her job and she's protecting. I apologize. And you're right in what you're saying. If it's interesting, the idea of wanting to be a regular, I don't know if I've ever necessarily, and I don't know if anyone does, but chat with me about it and tell me what you think.
Well, I'm going to give it another name. You're going to start dating the restaurants and become a regular.
That is so
And on
awesome.
Your first date, you behave differently than an old married couple would. On the first date, you do not bring your most high maintenance self to the first date.
That is so funny.
You date the place. You date the maitre d'. You date the service staff. You really are on your first date. And if it feels like you want another date, great. Now they want you to come back. They think. And you think you want to go back. You think. But it's not until the meal starts unfolding and the experience unfolds in front of you. When we hear stories from Max about his grandfather, Oscar Tucci, saying all are welcome at my table, you just instantly can hear in the tone and the energy of the way he describes that, like, I wish I could have walked in. And can you imagine seeing Rock Hudson or Elizabeth Taylor or Debbie Reynolds sitting there, you know, drinking martinis and eating steak or eating, oh, pasta primavera. Oh, but of course you can imagine these things because the energy of that makes a difference, right? Great food writers can capture the energy of an experience and not just the flavor of the food. The really good ones will capture the energy and the soul of an experience, right? So my tip is when you think that there's a new place and you want to have it in your rotation or maybe even become a regular, you've got to do the math. You've got to figure out how many nights a week do you go out? Do you go out alone? Do you go out with clients? Do you go out with family? You got to figure out what you need this place to be. And it doesn't have to be fancy. You can even test out by dating a diner or a pizzeria or a barbecue joint. Don't be surprised with who you fall in love with. When I know you're laughing, but it's true.
You're so right because you're so keen on you're so on point, Jennifer. Yes.
So let's talk about these things because in the second half of the show, we're going to get into what it is you do even more. But right now, we're just talking about our love affairs.
Yeah. I'll just talk about me. I've never walked into a place and said, I'm going to be a regular here.
No, you absolutely have. I guarantee it. You're going to take this back.
Okay, well, wait, give me a second. And I'm very happy to say and acquiesce and say you're 1,000,000% right. But let me run down this avenue really quick.
But in all fairness, I'm not picking on you. That's because we all have. You've read about a place, you're being brought somewhere, you're choosing to go somewhere. You read about a place that's been there for 100 years, you've read about a place that's brand new. There's a reason why you are going somewhere. And it's not just because, you know, it's raining and you're on the highway and it's late and you're hungry and you want to eat before everything closes. That happens too, but that's not in the same realm of living in your neighborhood and going to a restaurant that you might be able to go to 3-4 times a month for the next 10 years.
Fair. And my regular places happened because I was brought there, and again, I'm thinking of two. One of them ended up,
I love that noise.
Well, it closed during the pandemic, and it's sucked my soul out of me. But that's because, you know, we're restaurant nerds. So the two that I have that are remaining, one of them I started going to in my 20s because it was like, hey, you know, it's a great Mexican restaurant, let's go. And I was there on Friday after a colonoscopy. We can do a PSA for that later, but it's now my sister's favorite Mexican restaurant in Los Angeles. She doesn't live in LA. She's 45 minutes away. And what's funny now, because I've been going there for a couple of decades, let's say, and I'll tell you this, Jennifer, too.
Will you hold this thought?
Yes, dang it, yes.
I'm terrible to you. I'm going to ask you to hold the thought.
Yes.
We have a small break that we're going to take right now, and we're going to play one of Max's and my favorite songs, My Beautiful Life. You are tuned in to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. I'm Jennifer English, guest hosting for Max while he's on vacation. Stay tuned. We're talking to the incredible Wendy Tuttle, president and founder of Tuttle Hospitality Careers. If you ever go out to eat, you're going to want to stay tuned because Wendy Tuttle will tell you anything and everything you need to know as your friend in the business about how to have the best experience possible. We'll be right back.
I lose myself and find myself inside.
love that.
Me too.
Welcome back to Max and Friends. I'm Jennifer English. I'm the editor-at-large of Food and Beverage Magazine and the founder of the Food and Wine Radio Network. I've been doing talk radio shows about food, so it's no surprise that when our dear friend Max Tucci, who's on vacation this week, asked me to sit in for him, I wanted to race to talk about food in a long-form interview with one of the best in the business. Wendy Tuttle is the founder and president of Tuttle Hospitality Careers, and we are talking about what it means to be a regular, because if you make the investment in a relationship with a restaurant, I'm going to tell you what, it pays dividends that you can't possibly calculate. And imagine, Wendy Tuttle, am I wrong?
Nope. It gets you in, and I don't mean that in a manipulative way. It's, you know, it's honestly, from being on the other side, having been in operations, having been a general manager, Jennifer, those people that come in that are regulars, you see their face and you're like, okay, you immediately you gravitate to them. And how can I make you, if even if it's a wait, how can I make you comfortable? How can I make you feel seen and heard and know that you matter?
Like, just, you know why?
Exactly what Max says. Yes.
You know why? Because when you walk in someplace and you become a regular, you are there and you enrich the room. Mm-hmm. Because you enrich the people who are making you feel welcome. It is much more of a collaboration as a regular than it is just being a guest who tips big. I'm going to tell you two other tricks, and I'm going to ask your opinion about this.
Yeah.
Ever I go, because I spend half my year in Canada where I live, and then I spend some time down in the U.S. and in Arizona, and there are lots of great cowboy joints, and they cook a great steak on a mesquite fire. Mm. I tell you, I know how hot it is. I know when you're cooking pizza, whether it's in Naples or New York, standing in front of a hot oven is grueling. Just ask Chris Bianco. When I'm in a place where someone is cooking in front of fire, whether it's a steak or a pizza, I always offer and usually do buy the chef or the cook a beer. They don't drink it while they're cooking our food. They'll drink it at the end of the night, but they're so grateful that it really shows that you are there in a place of respect and compassion yourself and not just demanding. I find that that makes a big difference. More than a $20 bill to the maitre d', or maybe in LA it's $100 at this point. I don't know.
You know, yes and no. For that, the sentiment, a 1,000,000%, I understand that. And, you know, we're at a time now with restaurants where, you know, the smaller restaurants, and when I say mom and pop, that means not corporate. That doesn't mean not fine dining. That doesn't mean.
This assumes mom and pop.
Okay, so you can do that, but even mom and pop, they're not necessarily allowing that to happen anymore. Regardless, the sentiment of you wanting to does the same thing. It does the same thing, right? Even if they say we can't. So that's you're perfect in your gesture. Perfect. You know, we had that, I saw that all the time, you know, back when I got to run a beautiful restaurant in Venice, actually, called Chaya. Just a stunner of a restaurant. And the family had just a beautiful lineage in restaurants in Japan and both here. And so one of the things, you know, we had a sushi bar there. So I got to see that often there. And it went a long way with our sushi chefs. And because that was kind of part of the culture, we would have guests that would want to do that to our maitre d' staff. they wanted to share and imbibe and give a cheers to anyone that actually touched them during their experience at the restaurant. So again,
we're talking with Wendy Tuttle, the founder and president of Tuttle Hospitality Careers, one of the preeminent hospitality placement firms in the country. She's got literally dozens of the best gigs on the planet right now, trying to find the right job for the right person and the right person for the right job at the right time. A self-proclaimed restaurant nerd. Wendy Tuttle, when did you become a restaurant nerd? How did that happen?
Oh, I'm kind of embarrassed to say. You know what? And so this is what we do. I remember being super young and I was at Coco's with my parents. And we walked up to the table and there was cash sitting on the table. And my mom said, "Don't touch that," as if I was some kind of thief, but don't think I wasn't tempted because I was. And I was like, okay. And I was like, "What is this?" And she said, "You know, it's a tip." I said, "Okay," because they're not usually just sitting out on the table. So I asked what that was all about, and my parents gave me their best English idea of what a tip meant. And I remember thinking, oh my goodness, I've got a great personality. Like I should probably do this. And I strangely started to pursue a serving position that I had no right at all to even ask to be even looked at by this restaurant. And by God, they kept giving me a chance, very high end. They weren't hiring kids that were, you know, 18 and under to be servers, and unless you wanted to be a host, and I didn't want to be a host, and I just kept getting passed along. And by the time I hit to the general manager, and it is her name is Kathy Peterson, my mentor. She looked at me and she said, "Okay, I know your entire story and you shouldn't be sitting in front of me. And I honestly didn't know why all of my managers that you've interviewed sent you through, and now I get it." And so she said, "Okay, I get that you don't want to be a hostess and you want to be a server, and we don't do that company wide." She said, "So what we're doing is we're going to be rolling out in this restaurant alone, kind of a test to do a sushi happy hour. So we need a sushi happy hour girl. From this day to this day, you set it up, you put it down, you're serving and you're getting tips. Would you want to do that?" And I said, "I think I would." And she said, "Okay, then it's your job to prove to me and this company why we can hire someone that's under 21 to do something like this."
Wow.
Don't think I didn't take it seriously. And now this woman was in a boys' club beyond belief. She'd worked for the company, moved all the way up to the GM spot. Multi-million dollar restaurant, super high end. She was nothing but grace and charm. She was there for our pre-service. She was behind the line tasting every sauce. I remember our baker didn't come in one day, and I remember her making mud pies. It's like, wow, Kathy does everything. She was grace on the floor whenever there was a problem. And at the end of the night, she would thank you for coming in and working for her. And not that they should have hated her, but I turned my back on my degree. And not only that, she was kind and fair. And I'll say stunningly beautiful and married with two tiny little girls doing all of this. And she became my mentor. She was what inspired me to say, oh my God, not only can I do this, but I want to do this.
The this today has become very different. As founder and president of Hospitality Careers, Tuttle Hospitality Careers, you are in a very interesting position. Talk about what the industry is right now and what are the jobs that you're getting to fill. Because the one thing I'll tell you in all the conversations I have with operators, they just can't find anybody to work. And it doesn't seem to be about the money. If that sounds crazy, they'll tell you. It doesn't matter. I can pay a dishwasher, you know, a huge amount of money per year, and they can't find dishwashers.
Yeah, I had a friend.
What happened? And where are we?
I had a friend that was paying a dishwasher $32 an hour. We had a lot of people leave the industry during because of COVID. You know, I think we're kind of these really misfit transient soldiers in this business. And I'm proud to say I'm one of them. And we've just kind of, this is what we do. These are the hours that we work. We give up weekends, we give up family time, we give up birthdays, we give up important times with our families because this is the work that we do. And then COVID happened and we were shut down here, especially in Los Angeles. And it had people shut down with their families that they didn't usually get to hang around. And I think, you know, for the most part, people realized, damn, I fucking love my family. And I'm missing out a lot of my kids' lives, or, you know, my parents that don't have much long, whatever. And so it made people rethink. So we had a lot of people leave the business. The people that are there now,
I don't want to cut you off, but we've only got a couple of minutes left and I want to make sure we cover things.
Oh, darn. Okay.
I know. Time aside, because we are having a brilliant time together.
I love you. Go ahead.
let's talk about the modernity of the moment in the restaurant business. Do I still need a resume if I'm in the hospitality industry looking for a management position?
Yes. I do have some clients that have said, look, I will look at people that are outside of that don't have restaurant experience. But yes, ideally, we're still looking for resumes. Yeah.
One of the things that I've heard you say regularly on Instagram, when you read the job postings that you share and you make them sound very compelling, some of the names you can mention, some of the names you can't. You are talking about salaries most of the time that start at $100,000 or six figures. What's the reality of life in the restaurant industry for people who are pros and are good? Is it true that they're making about as much money as an accountant or a lawyer?
Those that are good at that GM level, yes, you're making six figures.
Wow.
No, and Jen, you know me, I'm not, and I post, when I'm making my ads, I post the salary range because I don't want to waste anybody's time and it's all truth.
Okay.
So no, my general managers are making six figures.
We have and so are executive chefs. And I want to make sure that you say the one thing you want to tell everybody that's out there. And I do need you in the 45 seconds we have. Name the name of one restaurant you really want to make sure everybody goes and visits in LA.
Okay.
Three.
Providence.
As many as you want, but now you only have 17 seconds.
I'm going to say Providence. Did you hear me? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Providence.
Yep.
Love it.
I haven't been there in a long time. I love you, Jen.
Tell everybody where they can find you.
TuttleHospitalityCareers.com. You can find me on Instagram at Tuttle_Hospitality_Careers.
I'm Jennifer English, filling in for Max Tucci, who's on vacation. Wendy Tuttle, don't go anywhere. Please enjoy.
Have you?